So, hello everybody. Thanks to join so early to listen to me. That's yeah, surprise. First of all, who am I? My name is Luca Pizzaniglio. I'm an Italian guy working at Trivago. I'm a FreeBSD enthusiast. I use FreeBSD at least for 10 years now, and I received my port commit bit in August 2017. What I'm doing usually is trying to look for new use cases for FreeBSD. I really believe FreeBSD is a very solid platform and can run basically everything. Specifically in Trivago, I build packages, customize stuff, and so on. A note, it's early Sunday. I had the ability to provide gadgets. We have socks. So every time you have a question, you receive a sock. So the first 10, questions, so don't be afraid, please speak out. Make this presentation more interactive. Help me. it's only for me also. So this is for today. We'll talk a bit about JS and POT, what POT is, something I presented 2 years ago here. What is a service mesh, or what I believe a service mesh is. What is a POT image, future work, and then your question. The POT framework is something I started more than 2 years ago, actually. The ambitious goal was to there is no Docker, we know, on FreeBSD, at least not natively, but actually is a really nice pattern, or at least something that is quite easy to use. But in FreeBSD, there was actually no container model in general. So say, why don't you try to do something similar using all the technologies that are already available, like ZFS, Jail, PF, Finet, SRCTL, CPU set, and so on. So I came out with this framework as a set of, basically it's a tool that allows you to manage jails, data set, I would say pretty easily now. At that time was quite rough. But yeah, that was the logo at that time. So POT comes from a pot, not, it's not the other meaning of pot. This someone else suggested. And that was basically the state at the time. And how that fit in here. Who does know what a service mesh is? Or use? Wow. So you have to, I have to explain